Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Where were you born, and can you describe your family and upbringing a little bit?
I was born in Plymouth, Massachusetts, which is a town that contains the smaller little town I lived in, Manomet, Massachusetts. And
what year?
In 1960. And I'm the fourth and last son of my parents, James L. and Jeanette Pearson, who were, my mother was born in that town. My father came from West Virginia. And there was 13 years between me and the last brother before me. So there, it was like a set of three kids that were like, you know, young newlyweds, had three kids, one after the other, and then a period of 13 years, and then me. So it had this quality of kind of being an only child, because, you know, by the time I was six, they were kind of out of the house and, or, you know, lingering and, you know, providing sort of like a Greek chorus of, you know, the spoiled brat, you know, gets away with so much that we didn't. So it wasn't like I was romping with them necessarily. It was more like, you're going to be babysitting him. And I'm like, ugh, that kind of thing. but it had, you know, it was a small town-ish. Like, I don't mean to paint a picture of a small, you know, it wasn't quite Mayberry RFD, but it was small in that most of the people we knew, my parents had known a long time. And, you know, certain amount of relatives lived nearby. Like, my mother's relatives were in the distance because her family was from there and more extended. But a lot of them were old because my mother was the same situation. Like, maybe, I forget how many kids were in her family, but four, and then a long period in her. So all her relatives were like older people that seemed much older than her somehow. And they were around a little bit. And it's interesting only to me because I do feel like connected to a older period of life through that. I think because she was connected to an old, much older period of life through them, you know what I mean? So I felt like I had these, like there was a certain amount of things that seemed palpable to me even though I didn't experience them, like, you know. Bootlegging and, you know, killing your own chickens for dinner and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
not so much like historical events, but like way of life.
Yeah, to me. Like, but historical events too, somehow. Like, you know, things that they would speak in terms of, like, the hurricane of 38, and do you remember that? And like, you know, like, well, no, I was, you know, it would just float around, you know, like this frame of reference floated around, and like that we had, there were a certain amount of, my grandfather was a builder, so there were a lot of houses that were rental properties, and you'd go through them and things would be stored, and so I was in contact with this old stuff, I think, in a way, and my parents kind of valued that too, like they were into like old stuff, not in a connoisseur way, but just like, you know, they liked the old stuff that reminded them. And so I felt like I had this sensibility early on that I liked old stuff. And I grew up across the street from the church I went to, which had a big graveyard. And so I feel like I might have had an early sense of mortality because I used to like glamorize them. Funerals and coffins, and I'd see the bit, you know, like when a funeral would go on, or it would